From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. President Barack Obama says the U.S. is prepared to lift economic sanctions on Myanmar. The president's remarks came after talks at the White House with the country's de facto leader, Aung San Suu Kyi.
There is a broader process of transformation, reconciliation, and hope that has emerged in a country that for decades was burdened by a military dictatorship and closed off from the world.
Earlier, Mr. Obama sent a letter to Congress saying the U.S. was moving to restore trade benefits to Myanmar that had been suspended more than two decades ago because of rights abuses in the country. Aung San Suu Kyi called for an end to the sanctions. She acknowledges her country has much to be done to transition to democracy. President Barack Obama has set a goal of admitting 110,000 refugees into the United States during the 2017 fiscal year. That number is about 10,000 more than his original goal and about 30% higher than this year. Media reports say Secretary of State John Kerry announced the new resettlement goal during a closed session with members of the House and Senate Judiciary Committees Tuesday. The president of the European Commission has called for a European headquarters for a common EU military force. Jean-Claude Juncker made the call in his annual State of the Union speech. Juncker said Europe's soft power was no longer sufficient to meet the challenges of the modern world. He said the EU must organize itself to work toward a common military force that would complement NATO. A common European Union military force was something Britain had long resisted. This is VOA News. Israeli elder statesman Shimon Peres is in serious but stable condition after suffering a major stroke Tuesday. He is in a medically induced coma in the intensive care unit of a Tel Aviv area hospital after experiencing bleeding on the brain. As the nation watched and waited, Peres survived the night and his condition improved. He is 93 years old, and despite suffering a mild heart attack in January, he had been active in public life since then with an active schedule. European football's governing body selected Slovenian soccer head Alexander Šeferin as its new president in an overwhelming 42-13 vote Wednesday. Šeferin will take over the UEFA helm for disgraced former president Michel Platini. Platini was banned from organized football for 4 years in May because of ethics violations. The state of New York has opened an investigation into the family foundation of Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump. The investigation follows published reports that he has not donated any money to the charity since 2008 and that he once used the foundation's money to buy a life-size portrait of himself. New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman said he was concerned that the Trump Foundation was engaged in impropriety. He previously alleged that the courses that Trump promoted at Trump University amounted to, in his words, straight-up fraud because students were taught little after paying thousands of dollars in tuition. Trump has rejected those accusations, calling Schneiderman's new investigation another left-wing hit job. A large-scale recovery effort involving 200,000 people is underway in North Korea following floods that began August 30th. Nearly 140 people have been killed, tens of thousands have been displaced, and at least 400 people are missing. Several U.S. Olympic athletes have taken to social media to dismiss disclosures from Russian hackers that show they received exemptions to use banned drugs. None of the information published by the group provided evidence of wrongdoing by any of the athletes involved. The World Anti-Doping Agency issued a statement saying a Russian cyber espionage group known as Fancy Bears was responsible for the breach. Russia denies that. The German pharmaceutical company Bayer has reached an agreement to buy U.S. seed and weed killer company Monsanto for $66 billion. The two companies announced the purchase Wednesday, but Monsanto's shareholders will still have to approve the buyout. Bayer will pay Monsanto shareholders $128 a share in cash, the largest cash bid on record. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.